こんにちは。
え？こんにちは。バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。フライングだよ。1個目、コーネル大学とハーバード大学の研究チームが猿の思考を眠っている他の猿に転送し、腕を動かすことに成功しました。まず起きている猿を椅子に固定し、スクリーンを設置、カーソルを目の前に出てくる緑色の丸い物体に当てればご褒美がもらえると覚えさせます。もう一匹の寝ている猿の腕にジョイスティックを固定、起きている猿の脳と寝ている猿の脊髄を電極で接続し、コンピューターで神経信号を中継しました。起きている猿が丸い物体にカーソルを合わせようと脳で考えると、その信号が寝ている猿の腕に伝わり、ジョイスティックを動かすことができました。 84% の確率でカーソルを標的に命中させることができるそうです。人間が思考を使ってロボットを動かしたことはありますが、動物の思考を他の動物へ移したのが今回が初めてのことです。今後、体を動かせない麻痺患者への応用が期待されています。
Scientists from Cornell University and Harvard Medical School have designed a system that enables a monkey to control the paralyzed body of another monkey using only his thoughts. The team hopes that their research will eventually help paralyzed people to regain control of their bodies. For the study, researchers connected the spinal cord of one monkey to the spinal cord of another monkey using electrodes. One monkey would be completely sedated with his arm strapped to a joystick, and the other monkey would attempt to control the arm using only its mind.A computer in the middle would decode and relay neural transmissions. The master monkey, or the one doing the controlling, was seated in front of a screen showing a cursor and some targets. Every time the monkey was successful in moving the cursor to the target, it was rewarded with a squirt of juice. 84% of the subjects were successful in hitting the target by controlling the other monkey's arm.
Yeah. Real avatar.
Ah.
寝てる間になんかさせられてるみたいな。
But this kind of not exactly the same thing, but similar research has been done in the past, where they were able to control a robotic arm using a monkey.
Yeah, we've even used humans to do that.
Yeah.
But not with animals.
Not from one to the other like this. At least not with monkeys.
そう、初めてだって、世界で。
I wonder if they've done it with other animals, though. Probably not.
I don't know. わかんない。ネズミの尻尾とか？
The way they control it with the electrodes is pretty weird, too.
Yeah. まあ、猿の方がやりやすいだろうね。You can teach them to do stuff. So.
What's interesting about this is those signals are actually being sent by the computer.Those signals don't actually have to be produced by that monkey in the first place. We could just have a computer control the living body of this monkey.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be weird? If you had artificial intelligence controlling a paralyzed monkey body. So Siri is a monkey now.
Monkey to monkey の方がすごくない? Robot to monkey よりも。Because they're both living.
Well, not which one's better. They're different. There's way different applications for that. It's kind of like remote controlling the cockroach, too.
Yeah. それより monkey to monkey の方が結構 it sounds crazy. It sounds crazier.
It really makes me feel kind of realize how fleshy and just like the body is just like a thing.
Yeah.
It's just a thing.
Yeah. なんか our thoughts and our decisions and everything, it's really not a big deal と思ってこない。なんか
Well,
we're just like machines. We're just like, you know, computers. We can be controlled.
Are there any villains in Are there any villains where it's artificial intelligence controlling a human body?
Aliens はあったけど、 Do you remember? あのニコール・キッドマンの映画でさ、あの、 エイリアンに操作されてみんななんか見た目とかは変わらないけど乗っ取られてるやつ
No, but that's completely different because the idea of artificial intelligence being a villain controlling a human body, well, the Matrix, actually.
Yeah.
Not a real human body.
Yeah.
But I think that's the closest that we have, isn't it? So, it's kind of the Frankenstein story.
Frankenstein story?
Yeah. It's a theme, a very common theme in science fiction. The Frankenstein story is where...
I know the story.
Well, I mean, the general story, the theme is where you create... Man creates a technology, or humans create a technology, and that technology ends up destroying the creator.
Ah, so right?
Yeah. That theme.
Yeah. iRobot,みたいな感じでしょ?
2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
It's a really common theme.
Yeah.
So some people think that some bad guys could use this technology.
Mm.
Imagine if they did that to the president. Yeah. He gets elected. Maybe this is what's been going on this whole time.
Because
Obama's like, I'm going to do this. We're going to get out of Iraq right away. We're going
to乗っ取られてる. Yeah.
And then as soon as he's elected, they just wire him up like this monkey. And it's, you know, John McCain's been controlling him this whole time. Yeah. We had no idea.
Wow. John McCain, すごいじゃん、そしたら. すごいvillain. Yeah. This is really interesting.
But John McCain's controlled by aliens, so...
so complicated. They should make a movie about it. Or not. Hi. Twitch というアメリカのサイトがポケットモンスターアカをオンライン上でプレイできるように書き換え、多数のユーザーが一斉に一人の主人公を操作するという実験的試みを行っています。最初、何匹かのポケモンを捕まえることに成功しましたが、現時点で8万人以上が参加し、主人公は壁にぶつかったり持ち物を繰り返し確認したりと混乱状態です。サイト側は参加者の 75%の同意でモードを切り替えられるようにし、現在多数決で主人公の行動を決められる民主主義モードが追加されました。
On a website called Twitch, tens of thousands of people are all playing a single online game of Pokemon Red version. Players use the website's chat function to send one of the game's original 8 commands. Many are hailing this as a historic moment in gaming where, for the first time, a large number of people are driving a single protagonist through a game. What do you think? Is it a big deal? Or is it just dumb?
面白くない? 私、 その 最初に読んだ時、 みんなが対戦してるっていう意味かと思ったの。 で、 え、 何が面白いのそれって思ったら、 みんなで一人の主人公だよ。世界中のみんながだよ。面白くない?
I'm really glad this came up now, because last time we were talking about the marble situation where you can, if you have all these, not marble, M&M.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Little round things. And no one could really guess how many are in there, but you take the average and then the average is like really close to the actual number.
Yeah.
Well, there's also this situation, which you can't ignore, where you have all these people trying to control one character.
Yeah.
And it's been a disaster. This thing's just walking. Some people were commenting like, yeah, I came on here to just watch someone walk back and forth for like 4 hours.
ね、まあ無理だよね。ちゃんとやろうと思うと結構みんなが譲り合わないといけないもんね。
Well, the thing is, there's no information.
Yeah.
There's no information to make these decisions with. That's the problem. Because you look at the screen, it's like, okay, where do I go?
Mm.
It's random because there's no information.
Yeah, しかもチャット機能とかつけたところで8万人もいたら無理だもんね。
If it was me, he'd just be fishing the whole time. That's all I did when I played Pokemon. I was just fishing.
しかもポケモン赤だから1990年代。 もうすごい昔だよね。赤って最初に出たやつだから。ポケモン。
I'm glad this. I like it when stuff comes back like this.
いやー、だってポケモン赤の何画像すごい久しぶりに見たもん。こんななんか白黒で見にくかったっけみたいな。ね、昔はそれでもすごい感動してたけど、今見ると可愛らしいよね。They
also have this 5-second rule that they've instated.
Okay.
Where they count up, there's only 8 commands total, right?
Mm.
So they tally up how many of each command there were per 5 seconds.
Oh.
So whichever one is the most, the command that was submitted the most within those 5 seconds, that's what the guy does.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because otherwise there's too many commands and it's...
Yeah.
It's impossible. So he does something every 5 seconds.
Yeah. これ今もやってるから、これ聞いてる人もやってみようと思えばできるんだよ。
The other thing is, one thing that's really interesting about this is with this character, he acts based on a plan, right?
Mm.
When you have one person playing, you kind of have a plan. There's some kind of a plan.
Yeah.
Whether it's I'm gonna ride my bicycle over here and, I don't know, fight these little grass monsters.
Yeah.
If that's your plan, well, that isn't, that's not communicated to anyone else in this system at all.
Mm.
So you're like getting on the bike and then someone gets off the bike and you get on the bike and they get off the bike. It's like, hey, what are we doing? Because the other guy has a different plan.
Yeah, でも面白いのはそのポケットモンスターで何をしなくちゃいけないかっていうのはみんなが分かってるじゃん。Because this is not a new game. Everyone knows the rules. Everyone knows what you're supposed to be doing.
I don't. I just go fishing.
Yeah, なんかそのチョイスが限られてるじゃん。It's, you know, whether you go into a new cave or whether you just decide to stay in the bush and then keep beating up all the yowai Pokemon so that you get...
Pokemon?
So you can get, like, 経験値.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you can go talk to people とか。なんか決まってるじゃん。
Americans say Pokemon.
Pokemon.
And you
Pokemon.
Said you said Pokemon, which is like a weird it's like bimyoni in the middle.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
So I just read somewhere that you're not supposed to say pocket monster because it sounds like shimoneta.
Only to you. What were you trying to say initially? Originally.
I was just trying to say that. あの、いやだからポケモンっていうみんなが共通で世界共通で結構知ってるゲームでこれをやるっていうのがポイントだよねっていうこと。
But everyone has a different goal.
でもなんかやらなきゃいけないこと決まってるじゃん。最初の頃だよ。
My friend has like level 99 Frieza, so I know I want to get a leaf.
でもそこまでも行ってないからここ今8万人いてだから多分最初にポケモン選んではいこのおじさんに話してとかすごいシンプルなところじゃん、
うん、
そうするとみんな何しなきゃいけないか覚えてるから分かってるじゃん新しいゲームだと This doesn't work
This is the internet too though And you have trolls
まあね
That just all the only thing they want to do Their mission is to make this fail
Yeah.そうだからあの持ち物を繰り返し確認したりとかする人がいるから進まないねでもそう多分今も行ったらできるから興味ある人は参加してみたらいいんじゃない I should try Sounds fun
Oh and if you turn off the Game Boy when you're not supposed to when you're taking the Pokemon out of the storage のやつ、
mm.
You know it says like なんとか消さないでください。If you turn it off and you turn it back on, it clones the Pokemon. Now you have two.
Oh. 2014年にもなってマイケルが人にポケモンの裏技を紹介しています。
うん、ちょっと遅れてるけど。If you didn't know.
はい。フィンランドでトナカイの角と毛に光を反射する塗料を塗り自動車との接触事故を減らす試みを行っていますフィンランドでは年間3000から5000件のトナカイと自動車の事故が起きています
In Finland, people are spraying the antlers of reindeer with fluorescent paint to prevent car crashes Finland has between 3,000 and 5,000 reindeer-related car accidents every year
Yeah あの写真見たけどなんか可愛いよね角がピッカーってなっててさ
なんか強そう You don't want to crash into the shiny antler
ちょっと神々しいよねなんかでも
They still can't fly though.
そうね。But this sounds like a good idea. まだ今始まったばっかりだから、その効果が あるかは今後その測定してみないと分かんないけど、でも光ってたら、光ってないと光ってるだったら光ってくれた方がいいよね、運転してる人にとっては。
I think it's going to make a huge difference.
Right?
Because oftentimes you're these reindeer or regular deer, they're not reflective at all. So even if your headlights are on, if you're driving pretty fast, it's not going to even show up.
Yeah, yeah.
Until it's kind of close. And if you're not really paying attention because you're on a long, usually if you're driving in an area with deer, it's because there's not really that much stuff around. And when there's not that much stuff around, the roads tend to be straighter. And so you kind of like, I don't know, you get hypnotized almost. You get bored.
Yeah.
And stop paying attention.
Yeah.
Well, if these giant glowing antlers show up,
yeah,
floating down the road,
yeah,
then, you know, maybe you can avoid it.
ね、しかもまあ当たり前といえば当たり前なんだけど、その車とトナカイがぶつかった時にトナカイの被害の方が大きいからかわいそうっていうことで始まった試みらしいんだけど、これがもしうまくいけばトナカイを全部捕まえてその塗料を塗っていくらしいよ。それも大変だよね。
Yeah.
すいませんねって言ってブラシでさ角塗って。
What if this results in hunters being able to kill way more reindeer because they're super easy to find and shoot?
でも、no. 光を反射する塗料だからライト当てないと、 it's not like they're glowing in the dark 勝手に。
Yeah.
So,
but still,
aren't hunters supposed to be like staying low key instead of like flashing lights against them?
I don't know. Hunters wear reflective stuff, don't they?
Lights against them, on them?
On them.
Yeah.
Laser pointer.
To them.
Eh? Nani? What does that mean?
What?
What?
次。
意味わかんない。 A study by researchers at the City University in London has found that cats, dogs, and many other mammals can see ultraviolet light. Knowing that these animals can see things that we can't make help explain some of their behavior. The researchers obtained eyes from all of these different animals and shined UV light through the lenses, measuring how much UV light was able to pass through. The lens of the human eye blocks UV light so it never reaches the retina, but in animals, the lens is UV transparent, allowing the UV light to hit the retina. There are several theories as to why the lenses of our eyes block UV rays, while the lenses of many animals do not. The first is that the human retina is sensitive and would be damaged the same way our skin is when exposed to UV. The second is that filtering out UV actually improves our visual acuity the same way that ski goggles do. Animals who block the most UV light were also found to have the best eyesight. Allowing UV light to pass through the lens can aid night vision as your eye then has more light to work with.
ロンドン大学の研究で猫や犬その他の哺乳類が紫外線を目視することができると発見されました。人間には見えないものを見ていることが判明したため、今まで人間には理解できていなかった動物の行動が解明されると期待されています。研究では動物の目に紫外線を当ててどこまで光が透過するかを測りました。人間の目のレンズは紫外線をブロックするように作られており、紫外線が網膜まで届くことはありません。一方、動物は紫外線が網膜まで到達していました。紫外線が見える動物は視力が驚くほど高く、暗闇でもよく見えます。なぜ人間だけ紫外線をブロックしているのかについてはいくつか説があります。一つは人間の網膜が傷つきやすく肌と同様に焼けてしまうからというもの、もう一つは紫外線をブロックすることで視界を良くしているのではないかというものです。紫外線を目視するってすごいね。どういうふうに見えてるんだろう。
There are humans that can see UV light.
誰？
Well, people that have had cataract surgery.
Ah.
And they have to have those cataracts removed so that they can see.
Hmm.
And they don't, so they don't have that lens. And so UV light just goes right through it.
え、大丈夫なの？
Yeah. But they report being able to see. I don't know if that's the case for everyone that has cataract surgery. Mm. I'm not a cataract surgeon.
But, or a patient.
But they do report being able to see UV light.
How? どういうふうに見えるの?
How could I don't know. How would I? I don't know.
I mean,
how do you describe a new color?
I don't know. Like, is it close to purple, pink, you know?
What would that mean, close to?
I don't know.
Like pink, but just a little bit more like what? Like, what do you say? It's weird.
But I mean, if it's green,
it's
you know,
it becomes so
it's
apparent
really
how
different from pink.
It becomes so apparent how you can't really communicate about an experience that not both of you have had when you're talking to someone.
Oh, あのね、この何 philosophical thinking みたいなあるじゃん。Thought experiments であるよね。なんだっけ? This little girl's in this room where everything is red, but she doesn't know the color red. I don't know. She's mm-hmm. been living in this house where there's no color.
She's blind?
No, it's a thought experiment.
Okay.
She just doesn't know the concept of color at all.
Oh, so everything's been red this whole time?
No. Forget red. I was wrong. No color.
Okay. Start
there's
over.
No color. She doesn't know the concept of color. And then she one day goes out the room and sees all the colors.
Yeah.
Like, how would she react? Like, how can she explain?
She would cry.
Colors.
She would cry. Because that's what happens to babies. Because babies haven't seen anything. And then they're born and they're overwhelmed with all these senses. They don't even understand how to separate anything from anything else.
あの、my red and your red could be different.
No.
It could be different. It could look different. But we would never know.
The experience of red could be different. It is.
So.
Of course it's different.
Because yeah. I used to think about these things like all the time.
It is different. Your red is actually a deeper and more reddish red than what I see.
Oh.
Because I have more rods in my eyes than you do.
Okay.
You have more cones. Girls have more cones in their eyes. So their eyes are more sensitive to color. But that's also why your night vision isn't as good as guys' night vision is, typically.
だから猫とマミ、マミっていうか人間も一緒だもんね。
No. Guys are closer to cats because cats have good night vision.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Like it's...
Mami wa chigao. You're not like...
No, I'm not saying that Neko is like me. I'm just saying that it's as different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Neko to Mami. Mami っていうかだから人間。
その comparison わかんない。
色がよく見えれば見えるほど夜の視界が悪くなっていって、色がちょっと微妙にわかんなくなる代わりに夜のビジョンがすごいいいっていう、
うん、
犬とか猫とかもそうじゃん、
うん、I have some weird eyesight problem that I haven't been able to figure out and no one really
we've talked about it.
Yeah, but it's kind of related to this, I feel like.
Yeah.
Where like my eyes won't focus certain higher frequency colors.
Mm. That's really weird.
So I can't focus on like blue and green and stuff at night. Like I see the color fine.
Mm.
I can see it's not color blindness.
Yeah.
It's the focus of those frequencies.
Mm. ぼやけちゃうってこと?
Yeah, but just those colors. So when I'm driving, the arrows are all green, right? So they're really blurry.
Right.
But if it's red, I can see it fine. It's perfectly clear.
Hmm. Is it just you or we all have that kind of tendency? Do you know? Like as humans.
No, mine's really bad. I can't read signs and stuff if it's a certain color.
Yeah.
Just because it won't focus.
Yeah.
I don't know.
みんなそれぞれでも微妙に違うんだもんね。この動物と人間だけじゃなくて。
But everything's really bright at night. For me.
Okay.
So it can be really dark and I can see.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe I can see UV light. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. You just don't know. You think it's normal.
I don't know. I should just ask a doctor or something.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of crazy how many people need glasses?
Yeah. Well,
because I was talking to one of my friends the other day. They're completely blind, but they put on glasses and all of a sudden they can see.
なんて言うんだっけ、そういうのすごい弱視の人ね、いるもんね。
Yeah,
it's like
really
bad. メガネないともう本当に無理だし、コンタクト目が悪すぎてコンタクトもできないから、もう何だからコンタクトもそこまでの度数ができないから、メガネしかできないみたいな。
Those people would just die in nature.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. でもうちらテクノロジーあるから、いつまでも淘汰されずに進化が止まってるよね。だからマミもそうだよ。テクノロジーなかったら、 マミがそのケーブの時代だったら今死んでるももう見えないから。だけど私がコンタクトっていうもののおかげで生き延びてしまったために、私が子供を産んだら子供目が悪いっていうね。だから進化が阻害されてる。But yeah, I would totally be dead by now. だからゾンビアポカリプスの話よく考えるの。
私生き残れるかなって。で、いろいろ。Do you have just boxes of contact lenses stockpiled in your apartment?
本当それないともうマジ一瞬で無理だからね。だからあ、これを武器にして使って、とかいろいろ考えるじゃん。食べ物がいるからスーパー行って、その以前の問題だもん。もう目が見えないから、もう一瞬で、あれ？マイケル？それともゾンビ？みたいな、もうどっちもわかんないみたいな。
It's both. I got bit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but I would still think you're 普通にしてる. You'd be like, ugh.
But I'd be like,
hey, Michael. Hey, Michael. で、ハグしに行って噛まれるみたいな。 だからもう目が進化してないから。 What? 意味がわかんないじゃん。 So it's just you being crazy? Playing zombie?
Yeah.
It, during zombie apocalypse? Who does that?
I'm KY.
極度の KY だよ。そんなの映画でも見たことないわ。 Weirdo.
Pornographers in California are using CGI airbrushing to make legally required condoms disappear after Los Angeles lawmakers passed a law in 2012 called Measure B requiring pornographers to use condoms in porn films. Pornography permits have fallen by 95%. For Falcon Studios' latest pornographic film, they digitally removed condoms in post-production.
カリフォルニアのポルノ業界が、AV制作の際に CG を使ってコンドームを後から消していることが分かりました。 LA が2012年に AV 制作時のコンドーム着用を義務付けてから、 LA での AV 制作が95% 減少しました。これよく学校の保健の先生が言ってた、この問題。
そのポーンの中でコンドームつけるシーンがないから、そのピューバリー入ってる男の子たちがポーン見始めて、なんかコンドームを使わなきゃいけないっていう発想がないじゃん。だからその危機管理っていうかができてないみたいな。だから女の子もちゃんと分かってないといけないですよっていうのが先生のポイントだったんだけど。
What do you think about this law?
Well, I think it was a really big mistake for LA.
Okay.
Because those pornographers are just going to leave. And they have.
まあね.
And so that wasn't good for the economy.
そうね、別に全世界でやればいいけど、LAだけじゃんね。
It's not like all the porn has condoms now. And now, yeah. and for what you're talking about, what you're talking about is you don't see the effect of not seeing the condom in the porn. Well, if you just CGI airbrush it out,
yeah.
then you don't see the condom in the porn. So the end result is the same.
意味ないよね。
The only thing they've accomplished is getting in the way of business. That's it.
Yeah.
And the CGI, I mean, wouldn't it be cheaper actually to just not have them use condoms and then create a press release saying that we use CGI to erase the condoms?
I don't know.
You think they actually did that with the CGI? It kind of seems...
めんどくさいよね、すごい。
How do you do that? Is there some guy going through every single frame?
それかだからモザイク、
わ
かんない。モザイクかける要領でこう追いかけるようにできるんじゃない、自動で。じゃないとだって。
It's not...Mosaic though, it just
no,
looks
I mean,
like
I know it's not mosaic, but like it might work as like mosaic, you know, it just follows the same target, right? Like automatically, I assume. So otherwise, 大変すぎてなんかもうその業界やめたくなるじゃん It's like it's so not worth it. Let's just start
some
new business.
I actually met this guy, and his job was to put the mosaic on all of the.
Oh, AV?
AV.
日本の?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. あれもさ、モザイク、モザイクどう思う?日本の。
I think it's the same thing. People can just get porn elsewhere.
でしょ?
And yeah, it's the internet. You can't...
そうなの。
It's the internet.
そうなの。
Just realize it's the internet. Anytime you're trying to make some rule and the internet's involved, just...Give up.
ね、もう遅いじゃん。ネットで見れるから、その日本っていう国一つが頑張ってモザイク、まあ、It's actually, it, well, it has a really weird background in Japan, right? It's not that they're hiding it because it's too explicit or anything.
What is the background?
They're putting the mosaic so that it's not illegal.Like, they're putting mosaic and they're saying that they're not having sex. They're
yeah,
just making it look like they're having sex, so they're acting. みたいな。変な background.
That's never really fooled me. I can tell. That they're...
Yeah. てか anyone can tell, I guess. So it's really
these
stupid.
These guys also use CGI to overlay...CGI genitalia over the actual genitalia.
Oh, でかく見せるってこと?
I never said でかく。なんで?
え、ちっちゃくする場合もあんの? おかしいじゃん、それ。
No, there's a condom on it. So you can CGI to make the condom disappear, or you can overlay it completely.
Oh.
Size change はI made no comment on that.
勝手にマミがアスームしちゃった。あ、そっか。でもコンドームをつけてる方がいいの、いいんだよね。きっとその若い子が見る分にはさ、あ、そういうもんなんだ。それが普通なんだっていう。
People aren't gonna watch that though. If people aren't gonna watch it, then why try to make people make it?
No, I mean if all the porn videos contain that.そのコンドームつけてるところとかが映ってたら everyone watches it and be like あこれが普通の procedure なんだと思って they won't even complain about it when they actually have sex like、
yeah.
なんでやんなきゃいけないのとかなんないじゃん
yeah but that's not unfortunately that's not possible、
mm. and it's not too sexy either
that's a matter of opinion
でもそれが原因じゃないのそのカットシーンがカットされてるのってだからあーってすごいメイクアウトして超フォープレイしてるところで男があちょっと待ってって言って箱出してつけてるところが入ってると見てる人がちょっと冷めちゃうと思ってカットされカットっていうかそこ取らないわけでしょ Because if that's sexy then they would definitely put in there put it in there That's what
sure,
she said.
I guess.
自分 that's what she said. ツッコミ。
Yeah.
初めてやった。
A study by researchers at Tokyo University has shown mating preference in female medaka fish, the scientific name for which is Oreseus latipes? Latipes?
知らないし、それいらない。
The scientific name for which you can Google...a model animal primarily used in molecular genetics based on visual social familiarity. The study demonstrated that visual contact of a potential mating partner enhanced the female medaka's preference for familiar males. Medaka fish mating in a sequence of steps. Medaka fish mate in a sequence of steps, including courtship display, synchronized mating, where the fins of the fish wrap around each other, locking them together, and resistance behavior. The researchers assessed female receptivity by measuring the time interval between the initial courtship behavior and the first instance of mating. They found that the time interval was significantly shorter for familiar fish. Visual familiarization increased the pacemaker frequency of TNGNHR3 neurons, and this suggests that these neurons are acting as a switch for female receptivity. Pretty complicated. The mechanism controlling this selectivity was traced to terminal nerve gonadotropin-releasing hormones, or TNGNHR3 neurons, in the brain. When these neurons were disabled using a laser, female medaka fish no longer showed a preference for familiar males over unfamiliar males. By studying an animal as simple as the medaka fish, they are able to isolate important variables and simplify the equation. The study may have implications not only on the biological nature of social mating behaviors in animals, but also in humans.
東京大学の研究チームがメダカが恋に落ちるスイッチとなる神経細胞を発見しました。今後人間にも応用できるかが注目されています。メダカのオスとメスを事前にお見合いさせておき、他のオスを水槽に入れると、メスはお見合いをしたオスを好んで選ぶことが分かりました。強いオスは他のオスを追いやってメスを囲うことができるので、結果的にずっと近くにいるオスは強いことになり、メスはそのオスを好むという仕組みです。今回の研究でメダカの脳を調べた結果、GNRH3 という神経細胞が、メスがオスに対して好きか好きではないかを決める、いわば恋心スイッチの役割を果たしていることが分かりました。この神経細胞は人間にも存在し、これまで思春期に精巣や卵巣に働きかける機能だけだと思われていました。しかし今回の研究で、少なくともメダカに関しては、GNRH3 が実際に脳とつながっていて、行動にも影響を与えていることが初めて分かりました。イエーイ！というわけで、昨日マミとマイケルがこの東大大学の研究チームを訪ねていったんだよね、
yeah.
遠足で、この発表を彼らがしたのが1月先月だったんだけど、その時にこの竹内秀明先生っていう東大の先生がバイリンガルニュースにもメールをくれて、ぜひ遊びに来てくださいとおっしゃってくださったので、ズズシキもじゃあって言って昨日ね行って、でこの竹内先生と、あとこの研究をリードしてた、奥山照弘さんが今 MIT で研究されているので、スカイプから参加してくれて、
on the 東大 Wi-Fi、
そうそう、東大の Wi-Fi でね、でこの研究に関して説明をしてくれて、メダカとかも見せてもらい、すごい楽しかったね。
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Learned a lot.
そうなの。すごい発見なんだよね。
Well, let's talk about the study.
Yeah, この GNRH3 っていう神経細胞がこの恋心スイッチの役割を果たしているってことだったんだけど、この研究の時にこの奥山さんがこの GNRH3 が先天的に壊れてるメダカを見つけて、これが壊れてると男のオスはなんかもうやる気がなくなっちゃって、女の子がいてもガツガツいかなくなっちゃう。逆に女の子はこれもなんかもうどうでもいいやみたいな感じで、近くにいるオスをもう誰かで構わずやっちゃうみたいな感じになるっていう。
The mutant。
そう、変異してるやつ。そう、で普通のメダカ を捕まえてきて、この GNRH3 を人工的に壊しても同じことになるんだよね。
What really blew my mind about this is the fact that these little fish even have social behaviors like this.
Yeah, そう、それが今まであんまり世界的にも知られてなかったって言ってたね。その、
今まで、 sophisticated.
Yeah, 今まで魚を使って実験するっていうと、海外でもゼブラフィッシュっていう、大きさとかはねちょっとメダカに似てるんだけど、全然社会的な行動をあまりしない魚が使われていて、そのために魚で実験したってしょうがないじゃんみたいな感じに世界的には言われてるらしいんだけど、今回 そのこの東大の研究チームの人たちはそのメダカが社会的な行動をするっていうのを分かってたからメダカを使ったっていうことだったんだけど、そのメダカっていうのは自分の種とか知り合いをちゃんと認識したり、あの顔を覚えたりね、そういう社会性があるっていうことで、
yeah.
あのその実験するには最適、しかも人間がの reproductive cycle が1ヶ月なのに対しメダカは1日だけなんだよね、
mm.
だから毎日1回卵が産めるっていう、それも知らなかった普通に。
Yeah, well, first of all, the fact that they have this kind of intricate social mating behavior is really interesting.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're able to recognize and become, that this partner can become familiar to them in a fish. And this is something where, you know, they talk about the social behaviors of dolphins as one of the really intelligent aspects of those animals.
Yeah.
Well, these similar social behaviors exist on a really primitive level.
Yeah.
You know, all the way down to this tiny, tiny fish, which the brain of this thing is smaller than it's as small as the head of a pin.
Yeah. しかもメダカっていうこんななんか身近な魚でそういう行動が見れるっていうのは面白いよね。あの、で、その、
Well, the question becomes, does a similar mechanism to this one exist in other animals? And does a similar mechanism to this exist in humans?
Yeah.
Because that would have really significant implications.
Yeah.
If it did.
あの、面白いなって思ったのは、その神経細胞なわけだから、こう、ニューロンが活発になるわけじゃん、バーって反応して。Yeah. それが、メダカ、そうなってるメダカから脳を取り出してあの観察するとその痕跡が残ってるわけじゃん、
うん、
っていうのが面白くなかった。だからもう死んでる、もう脳みそ取り出されてるからそのメダカ自体は死んでるんだけど、
Well, it's not I guess
He's
not
gone、
really.
Well, his brain is alive in a sense, but he's gone or she's gone, she's dead, right? Butその後でも人間が
I don't think we know that, but yeah.
Because the brain is out.
Yeah,
it's being taken out.
But
so, like,
it's still
それでも人間が目視で、
mm.
そのメダカが恋してたかしてないか、
mm.
っていうのが分かるっていうのがすごい衝撃だった。
Yeah.
そのやっぱり恋愛とかメイディングとか聞くと結構精神的なものっていう風に考えちゃうじゃん、うん、素人からするとだそれが脳にちゃんと目視できるぐらいあのトレースが残ってるっていうのが面白いし、人間もそうだったらちょっとロマンチックじゃない、
うん、
なんとなく Right? It's not just in your We always talk about heart Like, oh, I felt it in my heart
Well, weIt's an expression, but we actually know that nothing happens in the heart. We've known that for a really long time.
Yeah, but like when people can actually explain it, or when people can show it to you, like visually in your brain or in Medaka's brain, it's pretty amazing. Like, wow. しかもなんかそんなすごいのにみんながあまりにもフレンドリーだったのもびっくりした、マミは。It's like, eh, they're so chill.
Yeah.
あの、そうで、そのね、この、あの、ホルモンを、が先天的に壊れてるメダカのメスっていうのは、さっきも言ったけど、来るもの拒まずで、どのオスとでも交尾しちゃうっていう。だから、もしこれが人間にもあるってなると、人間にもそういう人いるじゃん。それもなんか、関係ある可能性もあるよね。
The thing with humans is that there are so many more factors. So even if someone behaves that way, it would be almost impossible to narrow it down to to isolate a single factor and say that this is the cause.
Yeah, yeah.
And I
まあ環境面とかもあるからね。
It seems unlikely that there would be a single thing that would, you know, control a human as in a way that's as predictable as it is with these fish.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they can predict the mating behavior of this fish with incredible accuracy now with this understanding.
Yeah.
And that means that you can, I mean, it's one aspect of their behavior that we can now predict.
Mm.
You know, so if this is something, if this can be applied to other animals or humans, then there is potentially an ability to predict these sorts of factors and these effects in humans. Not necessarily behavior, because it's more complex than that, but an aspect of it can be understood.
ね、なんか知らないことだらけ。そのメダカが1日記憶をリテインできるとか、記憶っていうかその相手の顔、他のメダカの顔を、しかもこれあのビーカー越しに相手を目視してるから匂いとかじゃなくてもう視覚なんだよね、だからメダカが視覚で相手の顔を覚える、しかもオスかメスかも見分けて目だけで、あ、私この人好きみたいな。
But we, I don't think that, did they know whether or not the memory was retained or no longer retained after a day? Or if, like with the last story we were talking about, the 5-minute rule, where they tally it up in the 5 minutes, and that's how they make a decision. Maybe it's a periodic thing, you know, where, yeah, the memory still exists, but, well, I guess if the fish isn't going to act on that memory... then maybe it's discarded? I don't know.
Yeah.
You'd have to... It'd still be an assumption, though, right? All we know is that their behavior is kind of reset, almost.
Maybe they did some separate experiment. But I don't know. We didn't ask them that. So, で、あの、メダカのもう一つの特別なポイントとして、一番はやっぱり、あの、卵が透明なこと。あと、メダカ自身が、こう透明だから、あの卵の時にその脳の一部分を、例えば一部分のそのところをバッとレーザーで当ててとかやろうと思っても切らなくてももう見えるから、ちゃんとその脳みその一部分を狙えるっていうのもすごいよね。
You actually attempted.
Yeah. そうなの。あの、
メダカ。
そう、その研究チームの、あの、昨日のラボの生徒さんが、あの、メダカの脳みそを取り出すところを実演して見せてくれて、すごい簡単そうなんだよね、彼女がやるとさ、顕微鏡で見ながら、ささっと取って、はい、脳みそです、みたいな。
She did that in like less than 30 seconds.
すごい早かったよね。
From putting itInto the dish, like start to finish.
そう、さっと、すごい綺麗に頭と体を分けて、脳みそだけをパッと綺麗にね取り出して、で、あの顕微鏡で脳みそを見せてくれたんだよね。これが実際のメダカの脳みそですって言って。
Yeah, the key part here is 綺麗に。
そう、で、あの、じゃあやってみますかって言ってくれて、私もトライしたんだよね。メダカから脳みそを取り出すのを、もうね。一生かかったよね。15分ぐらいやって、結局あの脳みそと肉の境が分からず、脳みそに若干の切り込みを入れてしまう。
とりあえず説明できないぐらい。
でも出たよ。出たよね。出たの。助けてもらってさ、
part of it.
すごい楽しかった。あの心から私理系だったらよかったなって思った。ちっちゃい時に数学嫌いでやらなかったから。あの時やっていれば、まあ、東大は無理だったと思うけど、どっちしろ。
No, that was proof that you shouldn't.
But, すごいんだよ。しかもあの女の子がね多くてね、その研究室が。
It was all girls.
いや、女の子しかいない。先生以外みんな女の子で、あのびっくりした。それも。
So in the office it was just ぬいぐるみ and チョコボール。
いや、可愛かったね。女子っぽい感じだった。でその
and one interesting thing was their use of the GFP, the green fluorescent protein.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The jellyfish, and that's it.
Yeah.
that they were using to track、mating behavior.
ね、そのいろいろな発光するものをメダカにその緑だったり青だったり赤だったりっていうのをメダカに入れることによってその部分だけが光るからそれを観察できるっていうね、うん、でも大変なんだよね。なんかその他の部分が光らないようにするためにそれをそういう変異させたメダカをまず作って、でそれにその発光するものを入れてとか、だからもうめっちゃ時間かかる。だからこの研究も7年間この奥山さんが頑張ってやったんだって。そのね、この竹内先生がずっとあの自分はスーパーバイズしただけで、あの全部手を動かしてたのは奥山君だから、奥山君すごいんですよみたいなずっと言ってて、この素晴らしい人たちなんだと思った。
I'm really interested to see where this goes. I mean、
ね、
a lot of studies、ね、I think that、too but、
そうで昨日言ってたのは、まあ、これをあのサイエンス誌に今年発表されたから、
like fish thing kind of applied
to other
up that scale of complexity, like other animals,
yeah, yeah.
or even
そうそう
with people.
だからそのサイエンス誌に発表されたことによってもうこれ全世界にシェアされているので、多分世界でこれをそのままネズミとか他の動物で実験している人もどんどん出てくる、出てきているっていうのを昨日お話ししてたので、ね、その人たちがまたこれに付随、何ここから来た何か発見があると、それもどんどんつながっていって、ゆくゆくは人間にアプライされると面白いなと思ったけど。
Now this ability to predict behavior in these really simple animals、
うん、
because that's really interesting to me, because it's possible that the only difference between medaka and us is complexity、
うん、
like that's the only difference、
うん、
I think that's possible.
Yeah.
And if that's so, what we consider to be free will is actually, we only interpret it that way、
mm.
because of that complexity and our lack, our inability to understand it. Because,、
mm.
you know, we if you roll a die, you don't know what number is going to come up.、
Mm.
But if you had super high-speed cameras and they analyzed the thing and you had some supercomputers that could calculate it、
yeah.
and they could perform that calculation as soon as that die left your hand,、
mm.
they could tell you what number that was going to be before the die stopped rolling.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so this is, you're predicting the future.
Yeah.
When you're predicting behavior, it's a way to predict part of the future.
Yeah, yeah.
So...if you can understand, this is just one variable、
mm.
but in humans we have more. If you understood all of them、
mm.
then could you predict the exact behavior of a human?
Yeah.
And as that understanding improves, how far out can you take that prediction?
So, ne?
Right? How、yeah. far in advance can you take that prediction?
Yeah.
And that brings up the question, you know, do we have free will? Are we actually making decisions, or are we controlled by、these stimuli、
yeah.
and our biological responses to them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.ね、それ考えるともう夜も眠れないけどさでもあともう一つ先生が言っててすごい面白いなと思ったのは、今回この研究を発表するメディアに発表するにあたって恋心スイッチとかそういう分かりやすい言葉を使ってる、
うん、
だけど今まではそういう動物で成功した実験に関して擬人化するっていうのをまあいろいろ言う人がいた。その、うん、いやまだ人間でアプライできるか分かんないじゃんみたいな。だけど今の技術だとその人間に当てはまるかどうかちゃんと科学的に証明するか、もしくは当てはまりませんだったら当てはまりませんで、それも科学的に証明することができるから、
that gets interesting because then you have to start looking at、evolution that,、
yeah.
that all fits into evolution in some way、
yeah.
why do those similarities exist?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだからその擬人化してもまあ問題ないし、それによってやっぱり普通の人別に科学とか詳しくないしで普通の人にも分かりやすくなるじゃん、
yeah.
だからなんだろう、あ論文だから難しいから私に関係ないやって言うんじゃなくて、普通に面白い話として知識として聞けるっていうのは結構大きいことだよね。
This, yeah, that whole topic comes up a lot with、medications and supplements and stuff、
yeah.
when they try to find out、oh, is this, you know, what kind of what kind of effect does this supplement have? And they test it on mice. They give it to mice, and all of a sudden the mice are super buff. does that apply to humans?
Yeah.
Oftentimes it actually does. And that's the whole reason why they use mice.
Right.
Because oftentimes that they call it MOA, mechanism of action, is the same for a lot of drugs for humans as it is with mice. But mice are mammals. Fish are not mammals. So, and we're mammals.
Yeah.
So there's a possibility that it doesn't quite line up. There's a possibility that it does. A lot of the things are the same.
Yeah.
But
そうなの。だから意外と同じだっていうのが分かったら面白いよね。あとあれだよね、あの人間はずっとそのデートしたら記憶があるじゃん。でもメダカは1日しか持たない、持たないっていうか、あえて1日で捨ててるのかもしれないし、それはなんでなんですかみたいな。 Do you remember?
Yeah, well, it's because that fish could be sick or injured, and it's important to clear that so that they can get the strongest male fish every time. It's like an evolutionary thing.
Yeah,
that's the theory, anyways.
Yeah, でなんかその人間が記憶があることによって結構ネガティブなことになるわけじゃん。失恋したりとかして。それのメリットって何なんですかねみたいな言ったら、先生がそのやっぱり社会が安定してない頃、野生の時は子供とか配偶者とかがすぐ死ぬから、記憶をあんまりリテインしてもしょうがないっていうか、記憶がネガティブな方に働くけど、結構安定するに、あ、逆か。 Wait.I don't know what I'm saying.
何?
Wait, if the society is stable,
yeah,
then your spouse doesn't die, really. So you could, it's okay for you to retain your memory. But if the society is not stable and if it's dangerous, then you don't really want to retain your memory.
Well, the memory...
So that you can move on easily.
Moving on easily for these fish is just so they can pick the strongest mate every time.
Right. No, I was talking about humans.
And
for this.
If society is stable, then that doesn't really... That's not as necessary.
Yeah. So. で、それが、そう、だから逆にネガティブになっちゃう時もある。
Do you think that there are... It seems like there are women...who can forget their partner after one day.
Yeah, I'm like that.
Oh, really? After one day? 早っ。
なんか一日は泣いたりするけど、次の日ぐらいからはもういなくてよかったみたいな感じ。何、ポジティブになるっていうか、そんな長い間へこまない。すぐ忘れる。Like, my policy is like...
Medaka mami.
Yeah. Medaka mami. That the thinking doesn't change anything, so why think? って感じ。
But we... Yeah. It's hard to say if that's like a biological... Well, I mean, it's biological in some sense, but if that's a hormonal thing or something you've thought about and you've kind of decided to behave that way.
でも biologically にもその方がいいよね。メダカ的に生きた方が。Right? だからなんかその、すごいドメスティックバイオレンスとかの旦那さんのことも、やっぱり、あーって情が移っちゃって別れられなかったり、その人と子供作ったりとか、そういう間違いを犯してしまうじゃん。だけどメダカみたいに、あ、今日はこっちの方がいいみたいな。で、すぐ忘れられればそういう問題にならないもんね。ちゃんと強い、いい子孫を残していけるっていうか。Like the best that you have right now.
Yeah.
Not because you love him too much or not because, you know, he's been nice to you once. But
I mean,
more...
It seems like it could make sense in our society. Though if you... This is the strongest medaka dude that you've met. But then a stronger one shows up tomorrow. If you're able... to just drop the first medaka guy and go for the next one on the next on the next day. It doesn't, maybe not day, but shorter time period, then you would be getting with the strongest, you get the strongest DNA.
Yeah.
But the thing is, people don't give birth every day either.
そうなの、そうなの。
Or even have kids with multiple people.
だからできないけど。Yeah. Well, it's because of how our society works now. But maybe if we all lived in a cave or something.
You remember that story of that one guy who had kids with like so many different, he had kids with like 100 different women or something. And he has to pay child support to all of them.
Eh?
So they all get like 2 cents or something. Because he's broke.
どこの国の話?
It was a black guy in the States.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I might have totally gotten the number of women wrong, but it was a lot.
Okay.
Maybe it's like 14 or something.
2 cents.
More reasonable. But it was some crazy story like that.
まあそうだよね。人間は子供を育てないといけないからね。メダカは、産んだらもう育てないから別にその後のことは心配しなくていいもんね。
It's interesting to look at people who exhibit unusual behavioral patterns and try to see what that is.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
But it's so difficult with people because we're so complicated.
Yeah.
We've been wrong so many times. Every single time they try to do studies on people, usually we can only do these correlative studies. We can't really get down to what that MOA is or what's actually what the mechanism for these things are with humans. But we see correlation a lot.
Yeah.
But oftentimes, because it's just correlative, and that which means that we understand what happens but we don't understand why.
Yeah.
Those, I think so many of those studies have been proven wrong over the years.
Yeah. ね、だからなるべくシンプルなメダカから始めるのが一番いいよね。
Yeah, I mean, depending on
then,
what
I mean,
you're doing.
If possible, you can find a connection between medaka and humans. Or, what was the word? Homolog.
Oh, homolog?
Yeah, the new word that we both learned
homologous?
Yesterday. Yeah.
I remember now that was in my science textbook.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
But in Japanese, like homolog, it was
yeah,
kind of like...
homolog. So yeah, なんか日本初のこういうすごい発見があると嬉しいよね。
It was a cool little field trip.
Yeah.
That we did.
すごい長いしてね、ランチまで一緒に食べ
てさ。I really was surprised that they were all girls.
Yeah. 勝手になんかやっぱり東大の理系の研究室っていうとすごい男性が多いイメージだったけど。
I was thinking it would be like 10... 電車男 with like really thick lenses.
Yeah, like yeah. Me, honestly, me too. だから可愛い女の子たちしかいなかったからびっくりした。この子たちがメダカの脳みそとか観察してんだと思って。It's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm.
You know.
I was thoroughly impressed.
ね、ね、本当に。
And they're all so young.
Yeah.
And they all spoke English.
Yeah, 素晴らしいね。日本もそんな、日本も結構やるじゃんっていう感じ。
It's crazy how necessary English is in academic science.
そうね。やっぱりそのサイエンス誌とかネイチャー誌に載ると全然違うわけだからそこに出さなきゃいけないけどそれ全部英語だもんね。
Yeah, and not
メールも
just
全部英語だし。
And it's everybody. Everyone involved has to.
Yeah.
Deal with English.
Yeah, だって論文最初から英語で書くって言ったもんね。その日本語で書いて英語に訳すんじゃなくて、最初から最後まで英語でやるって。Yeah, it was really great. It was really fun. ちょっとまた遠足やりたいね。誰か呼んで行きます。呼んでくれれば。
ってい
うわけで、Yeah, we were so lucky. Thank you, 東大のチームありがとうございました。楽しかった、またねなんか付随していろんな研究を今やっててこれからどんどん論文出すって言ってたのでまた出たら教えてもらって紹介できればと思います
We took some pictures and video and stuff we,、
yeah.
we might we're thinking about making a like a video blog or
something. Yeah, そうね。そう、みんなに見てもらえるもんね。そしたら、昨日うちらが見たもの。
Nothing crazy, but we might put some video together.
Yeah.
顔出さないけどね、すいません。
そう。お話は以上なんだけど、アプリのアップデートもうすぐ出るんだよね。
うん。Well, we actually put up episode 66.
Yeah.
Today.
月曜日のエピソードも、書き起こし出てますので、ぜひ見てみてください。あと、なんか iOS 6 でもアプリ見れるようになるんだよね、次のアップデートで。
Yeah,
I got some
but
questions.
Right now, we're just, it's the waiting for Apple thing, so I can't do anything.
Yeah. So, 出たらお知らせします。
Yep.
終わり。
以上かな?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye. また来週。
Bye.